HPR, All Things Considered, Dave Lawrence. Grateful you are with us. We're welcoming back Robert Cool Bell, founder, namesake, bassist of American legends Cool and the Gang. Previously on the show with us four times. Cool and the Gang returning to Hawaii one big night, Wet n Wild Water Park in Kapolei, Friday. Doors at 6, show is at 8 o'clock, and a very special opportunity to reconnect to Cool because of it. My dear brother, big aloha and mahalo. Thank you so much for doing this.
Well, thank you. It should be good to come back to Hawaii again. Must have been there about 10 times in the last 20 years anyway.
I'm going to hold this up for you to take a look at. Thanks to Steve, the mystery emailer. We've got the poster. This is your very first gig in the islands. You were doing four nights at this place called the Dunes back in 1975, and it was June 19th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
What's that, the title, Fresh Wood?
That was the opening act, I think, Fresh Wood.
Oh, okay.
It was a long time ago. So for context, my brother, are you the last living original member of the band?
Yes, I am. We call ourselves the Magnificent Seven. All six of my guys are gone. I'm the last man sitting right now and standing, as they say.
It was in 2012 when we actually met, and you were opening for Van Halen, and I got to interview you in Vancouver ahead of that show. And one of the neat things about your history, Cool, is you've taken the time. It was a few years ago. I encourage people to go to their website or their YouTube page, actually. You can find Cool TV. There are five of these segments. They're animated, bands star in them, and they take you back to the early years. A lot of artists battled difficult economic circumstances. The very first of these videos has a story about it, a letter, I believe, from your mom that ended up being read on TV by one of the most important people.
Oh, to the president?
Yeah.
Yeah, about her kids?
Yeah, that was the letter that your brother tells the story that your mom sent this letter to President Kennedy, read it on the air, and there was even a picture that your brother had drawn.
Yeah, I remember that particular situation with President Kennedy and my mother. You know, I mean, we was boys out of Youngstown, Ohio, that finally came to New York and then settled in Jersey City. My whole family moved to Jersey City. It was a little rough for a minute there.
You also talk about, people would be surprised, the name Cool and the Gang. There is an actual gang that factors into your story.
The Adventurers, we call us.
Yeah.
Before the Adventurers, it was the Imperial Lords. The Imperial Lords came because there was a group of guys. My mother sent me to the store to get some Lucy bread. It was only a quarter. And these guys took my money. But I realized that I'm going to have to do something. We end up being the Imperial Lords, and I became the main guy in the Imperial Lords. It was a protection thing. I used that to protect my brother Ronald and everybody else in my family. Then we went to the Adventures.
Wow.
The Adventures was older guys, 20, 21, 22. We was only 14, 15 years old.
Wow, and you're running with these older guys.
Matter of fact, I got a celebration coming up in July about the Adventures that I'm working on.
Okay.
Those that are still alive, we're going to do a big party.
Oh, wow.
July 10th in Jersey.
July 10th. Wow. And nobody from the Hill Boys are going to be there, huh? That's that gang that attacked you guys. That's sort of the incident that drove your brother to want to get into the sax, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't know if there's anybody from the Hill still around. I can remember it was a football game at Roosevelt Stadium. And in order to get up to Roosevelt Stadium, you had to go through the hill.
Mm.
Lincoln High, the school that we went to, was playing, what's the other school I'm trying to think of? Anyway, they lost, and we had to come home from the hill to downtown.
No good.
It wasn't easy. Hill. It wasn't easy. But that was part of the story that you're talking about, yeah.
It influenced Collies to get into playing the sax and bear down on that.
Yeah, the name of the school just came to me. Snyder.
Oh, wow, okay.
Snyder High School versus Lincoln.
Now you remember it.
We had to make our way back downtown. I go a little deep. I want to tell my whole story because we're working on something like that.
Yeah.
I'm doing a musical.
Oh, wow, a musical.
It's called Be Cool.
Be Cool.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different things that went on back then. They used to have where music classes, and you could take an instrument home. So I took the violin home, didn't like it. I took the cello home, didn't like it. I even took a mellophone. I said, I want this thing. That's like a French horn. So I ended up playing the bass. Spike Mickens' brother played guitar. And I used to come over to Spike's house, Spike's trumpet player.
Yep.
I would play one song called Coming Home Baby on one string. So we're over at the cafe while in the village. My brother said, well, don't you come up and play that one song with that one string? And I played Coming Home Baby. And that's when my career started, playing bass guitar.
Unbelievable. Again, we're talking with Cool from Cool and the Gang. They're going to be playing at the Wet n' Wild Water Park Friday in Kapolei. And you had a connection in your own family to Thelonious Monk.
Yeah, well, Thelonious Monk, that's my father. My father and Thelonious, they lived together. He became my godfather, Thelonious Monk. And then Miles Davis used to come and want to get in the ring with my father. You know, my father was the top five featherweight. My father said, I don't want to spar with you, Miles, because if I hit you in your lip, it might ruin your career. Then Tommy Bell is my uncle. Now, Tommy Bell ended up beating Sugar Ray Robinson.
Wow.
You see a picture of him in the Godfather movie.
In the original Godfather.
You see a poster of my uncle. He's fighting somebody there.
That is like what I'm talking about, the history that that is involved with you guys. There's one other guy, Gene Red. There's this fascinating story. Music producer, multi-talented dude. You credit a lot.
Well, I mean, you'll see some of that and be cool. And we're working on a doc as well. But old Gene Red's father used to go on the road with James Brown. So when we changed the name to Cool in the Flames, he said, uh-uh.
Right.
You got James Brown, the Famous Flank. You can't use that name. So we didn't want to have any problems with the Godfather, so what should we call ourselves? His son, Gene Red. That was Gene Red. Senior, Junior. Oh, just call yourself Cool in the Gang.
Wow.
I would put a name for myself in the street anyway. It became Cool in the Gang.
It's a good way to wrap it, because it's so, like, when people think of the name Cool in the Gang, by doing those video series, it showed me, wow, there's a lot of truth to all this. Actually, it wasn't just a cute name.
I took from my father. I was like kind of good with my hand. And then we'd be boxing, getting all around there. I said, okay. I was on the other side of the fence, called the Imperial Lords.
Wow, so from your dad.
You know more about them too.
So it's really from your father's side, is what you're saying, your aggressive nature as a kid.
Yeah, well, my father was a boxer.
Yeah.
I learned how to box a little bit in the projects.
Well, there isn't going to be any boxing at the show. It's going to be a lot of great music with Robert Cool Bell from Cool and the Gang speaking ahead of this show that's coming up Friday night. Last original member of the band. He's Wet n' Wild Water Park in Kapolei. It's going to be a big show. And one of those things, multi-generational too, because I know that music touches people's lives from all different ages. It's one that people like to share with young people too. And I'm going to go out with my very favorite Cool in the Gang jam. We're going back to Love and Understanding and the incomparable live version of Summer Madness that's on that thing. I guess that's the Rainbow in London or something. What comes to
Rainbow
your mind?
Rainbow in London. That's what it was. Marvin Gaye was there. He came to that show when we did Summer Madness live.
Epic.
Yeah, because we stressed out that you heard the jazzier side on the live when we played it in London.
Yep.
That was a good one, man. We enjoyed doing that.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you go. I'm giving you big hugs and high fives. Did you have fun today, Cool?
Absolutely.
Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being on the show with us.
It works for me. It works for you, Dave.
Aloha, brother.
Okay, thank you.